Okay, so first of all,
I can give me water, please.
just saying again, just everybody please mute their things. Yeshkaich. This shiur, continuation of last year, we said these shiurim are Le'ilu Nishmas, dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Yaakov ben Yisrael Yehuda, Deutsch, known as Jack Deutsch. And Be'ez Hashem, these shiurim should be Le'ilu Nishmasai, and we should talk be Zeiche, Tetchias Amesim. That's actually is an interesting thing that, first of all, another thing I should say before is it's that tonight is the Yahrzeit of the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Arizal. So, Be'ez Hashem, being Isaac and Inyanim that are stemming and, you know, really built on the Giluyim that the Rabbeinu Arizal was Megala. So we should be zeich a little bit to be mischaber to Nishmasa and to get a zchus from Rabbeinu Arizal. His whole mahus was one of tikkun, and the svarim say that the difference between the Kabbalah that he was megala and the Kabbalah that was nizgala before him was that the Torah of the Ramak, which basically sums up the Kabbalah of the Gaonim and the Rishonim, was the Kabbalah of Olam HaTohu, the world of chaos, which we spoke about last week as an introduction into this shir. And the Arizal's Kabbalah is what's called the Olam HaTikun, which is the world of rectification. We can't get into that now, but basically, certainly that's why the Sfarim will say that the Arizal is like ushers in the Torah of Mashiach. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai already speaks in the Idra about the Olam HaTikun, and then Rabbi Yisai Zechaver points out in his Beis Olamim that the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai uses a certain language over there that indicates that he's really that it's only going to really be revealed in the future. And Rabbi Yisai Zechaver was considered the Peh Shlishi to the Gra. He was a Talmud of Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, who was a Talmud of the Gra. He said that Rav Shimon Yochai is referring to the future, meaning the Arizal, because when the Arizal comes, he's the one that really fleshes out and megala what Rav Shimon Yochai gave over only in a very terse and in a way of hinting, really. He didn't, you know, it wasn't so expressed. Of course, the Arizal came and was megala, and now we work on trying to understand what he wrote. That's an avodah in itself. But the point is that the Arizal is the Olam HaTikun, and that's something that, especially in the chaos of today, with Corona on the scene and all the chaos that it's caused, we can certainly appreciate trying to get to a Matzav of Tikun. But of course, more than just on that, that's relative to the real story. It's almost nonsense relative to the real story. The real story is that we're Hey Av a few days before Tisha B'Av, and I gave a shir on Erev Shabbos. I'll, Be'ez Hashem, give a shir tomorrow also on this topic. But the worst of the tzaras, the Goyin says in his Perush on Shir Hashirim, and the Al Shech HaKadosh writes on Eicha, the worst tzara, worse than all the death and the actual Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and the Bizyonis that Klal Yisrael undergoes, the worst than everything is the Siluk HaShechin, is the fact that the Shechin is not with us. It's, you know, separated, it left at the time of the Churban, and that's the most painful thing. Everything else is just an extension, it's just an outcome of the fact that the Shechina left us. So we have to really, you know, we really need that tikkun, and the Rizal's Torah is Be'ez Hashem, Shem Bayechai's Torah is what brings us that tikkun, is to be mesak in the matzav, rectify the our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to that. I may as well add that the Sfarim bring down the Sifri Hasidus, especially that they say Kol Reid Feh He Sigua Beina Mitzarim, right? All those who chased her during these times of Beina Mitzarim, Rashi says between Yud Zayin V'Tamas to Tisha B'Av, they all got us. But the Sifri Hasidus says there's really a remez to something very positive, and that is that all those who chased God Kol Reid Deif Ka. All those who chased God and sought after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, His presence, and they sought after in these days of Beina Mitzarim, between Shiva Asa B'Tamas to Tisha B'Av, His Sigua, were Zeicha to be Masik. almost like a little bit of a level, maybe like the other Sfarim say Kolamis Abel, Kolamis Abel on Al Yerushalayim Zeicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. If you mourn for Yerushalayim, you're Zeicha and see. It's not Vitira and you're going to see. You already then are able to tap into a Simcha of Yerushalayim, and that's really is we know that the neg any time that's a negative. If we know that Tisha B'Av is the darkest moment of the calendar, and for us, for the world. And but really, Chazal also tells that Mashiach is born, Ben David, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, because the worst negative holds in it the potential for the biggest positive. You know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And that day really, and these times of Bein Mitzarim really hold within them and a tremendous, tremendous potential for us being Masik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His closeness. And Bezer Hashem, we should be Zeicha to that Kirvas Elokim Li Tov already now. Together, Zeicha V'Rei B'Simchas, and all the Klal Yisrael, the whole world should be Zeicha to the Simcha of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives. Bezer Hashem. Fine. So, we're going to get back now to the Leshem. We're holding, for all those who have the Sefer or the printout that I sent out, on page Yud Gimel Amud Beis, or page 26, Ois Beis. And really, the first Ois, which is what we learned last week, was just a basic kasha on Hashem's world. He created the world to reveal His kavod, but we see that it doesn't seem to be very successful, because most of the world, most of history, is bad, and that's very bothersome. Like, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect; He didn't make a mistake, and we have to understand, where is the Kvod Hashem? Like, really, it's a question of, like, where is this all going? What's Hashem doing? What is this all about? So that's really Ois Aleph, and Ois Beis. Now we'll begin together. This is where he begins to, you know, get into the Teretz. But of course, as you know, the Jewish people are known for, in order to be mitaretz, you have to ask another kasha. So that's what he does. This inyan is very, very profound. And the truth is that somebody of my stature is not really able to understand and to really attain the full secret of what's going on here. Im Kol Zeh, the Leshem was a tremendous, tremendously humble person. Just to share with you his humility, I'll tell you, one second, I'm just like, let's see. Let's see if I find the Leshem. Oh yeah, in the beginning of the Sefer Hadeah, the Leshem says, "Ukvar hodati." It's on page Dalet for somebody who has the old Sefer. So he says, "Ukvar hodati." I already, it's Erki Adal. I already, you know, told you about my poor worth. You know, I'm a nobody, or close to it. Var roze b'chol mila demetav, and anything good, I'm like very lacking. Bakdamas Hasef, Bakdamas Sharam. I already wrote this to you in my previous Sefer, Bakdamas Visharim. Okay, so then he says, Omnam Zeis Matzasi is Atim Roila Dia Kambe Protes. But I have to tell you specifically one thing over here. Shekola Bekius Amuva Besefer Zeh. All the Bekius that you find in this Sefer, and the Sefer, all the Sfarim of the Lashem, are Mole Godish Vemadi Bekius of Arizals all over the place, Groz all over the place, Psukim and Chazalim. It's one of the most unbelievable Maris to see. It's overwhelming, his Bekiyas. So, but the Leshem says, but I want you to know that all the Bekiyas that's brought in the Sefer, v'chein b'chol ha'svarim shechanani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the svarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me, al yale b'leiv ha'ma'ayin. The person being ma'ayin in my svarim shouldn't think she'b'chokhmasi sha'avdi kol ha'bekiyas alalu, that in my chokhma I was able to draw out all this Bekiyas. because with the tremendous sins, I'm lacking in all bakiyus. Like, I know nothing. I'm mamish. I don't know. I have anything. But it's well known today that there's a tremendous multitude of svarim in all the parts of the Torah that show all the bakiyus. They give you the bakiyus, reference svarim. Whether it comes to Tanakh, Gemara, Midrashim, Vehim Bezoya Kaddish, Ubechol Sifri Arizal, Ubefrata Sefer Shemesosun, specifically the Sefer Shemesosun, which is a commentary on Sifri Arizal, Ali Debi Kiosa Anifla, Kihuzal, he through his tremendous Bekias, Vayudit Yunav Heir, Einai Bekame Mekoimais, or maybe Bekolmok, I'm not sure which one, Vehim Besifri Rishain of Achrainim, Uvehem Ani Mishtamesh, and I use those Svarim. Whenever I need to find things, I look in these svarim. But to mention them by name in the sefer, I can't do such a thing. It's like not, you know, it would kind of break the flow of the reading, maybe. Or no, he says even more. It's pasnish. He says it's pasnish. Why? Ki eino hagun klal lahazkir pasuk mi tanach. B'shema Kukandansia. It's not appropriate for me to quote a pasuk from Tanakh in the name of the Kukandansia. It's unbelievable that he writes such a thing. V'chein maimer chazal b'shema Beis Aaron, or to bring a chazal in the name of the Beis Aaron, which is a reference, say, for bringing the Lashonis of chazal, uchi yotze misifra b'kiyim. The Kitzur, he says that there's chosis, but can you imagine today, you know, with all the computer programs and everybody gets able to do searches, and the guy writes in the beginning of the sefer, you know, actually on some of the computer programs, it actually says that the condition for using the computer program is you have to mention it if you used it in your sefer, in the akdamah to your sefer, you have to mention it. But, you know, I don't think I've ever seen, I don't remember seeing, maybe once I saw somebody do it. But can you imagine, that's basically what the Leshem would be doing. If Leshem wrote it today, he'd say, I have no bikiyas, I used Eitzer HaChachma, and I used the Taklitar Tarani, and I used this, I used all the computer programs, but on my own, I couldn't get to anything. It's unbelievable, his anava, and we all know, and there was tremendous testimonies, this, he knew everything. He was a walking, maybe he needed to look these things up for, to know exactly the parak and the pasuk, maybe, I don't know, but anyway, it's just a little bit of a mista'ef. We got a little off course, but to understand when he says this lashon of, you know, I'm a nobody, and nevertheless, he really had a tremendous anava. That's how he was zeicha to get such a huge Torah. So he says, hinei dachim kol zeh, nevertheless, despite my low level, I pushed myself to get into this sugya, b'ma'at kat, at least a little bit, and according to what min shemayim they stirred me. Right? It was like I got his iris from shemayim to do this. We see in Chazal in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, shechashvu be'elu she'enem chelik lenu abo. They counted as those who don't have a portion in Olam Abba, ha'oimer ein tchiyas ha'meisim min ha'Torah. The person who says that tchiyas ha'meisim is not min ha'Torah, there's no such thing as tchiyas ha'meisim. V'chein ha'Rambam zal b'ruach Hashem asher diber bo, and so to the Rambam, with the spirit of Hashem that spoke in him. Now I'll explain to you what that lashon is in just a minute. Hinei chashav hu gam kein, he also counted belief in Tchiyas HaMeisim as one of the 13 principles of faith, that meaning that they're cornerstones of the Torah. And l'chayra, that's very, very bewildering. Ki al ma v'lomahu. Why? Why is that? And like the Marie Elbow asked, he was Temea, he was totally, you know, astounded at, in the Sefer Karim, he asks, my Marishan Paragimel, he doesn't understand the Rambam. How could this be a Yesoid of the whole Torah? If you took away Tchiyas HaMeisim, you could still have the whole Torah, you could still have the whole Avodah, Schar V'Einish. What do you need Tchiyas HaMeisim for? V'Omar, and he said, Ki Amaymin B'Schar V'Einish, the one who believes in reward and punishment, but he believes that the reward for the souls in Olam Haba, v'she'ein tchias l'gufay sacha amavus, that the world, the reward is going to only be for the souls. And there's not going to be a tchia, right? What's the word for tchia? In English, I forget. Okay, whatever. They're bringing them to life. Right? The bodies are not going to be reborn. What's that?
Resurrection.
Okay, yeah, I can say. Go ahead. That the bodies are not going to be resurrected after death. Lama tipala Torah bechlala. Why should the Torah fall in its entirety? To the point that you have to list Tchias HaMeisim as one of the fundamental cornerstones of the Torah. You can't have the Torah without Tchias HaMeisim. Doesn't make any sense, asks the Sefer Yikarim. Ayin Sham, see there in Paragimel. Maimi Rishon Paragimel, that's where the Sefer Yikarim asks, and that really attacks the Rambam's position. So, before we go on, the truth of the matter is that the Rambam himself relates to this question. Now, I'm not sure. My presumption is that the Leshem knew what the Rambam wrote on this. There's one place that I know of where the Rambam, a very, very short, almost like passing remark, where the Rambam explains why he listed this as one of the 13 principles of faith. That is in the letter, which is called Igeres or Ma'amar Tchias HaMeisim. It's a letter of Ma'amar Tchias HaMeisim, which he sent, which the Rambam sent to Teiman, to the Yemenites, because there was a big balagan, a very big controversy that began regarding the position of the Rambam. The Rambam's position on the question of Tchias HaMeisim, what Tchias HaMeisim is, was different than what was traditionally understood regarding Tchias HaMeisim. We don't have time to get into this whole sugi right now, but it's pointed out. First of all, the Ravid already asks on the Rambam. He says, because he says, it sounds like from the Rambam that Tchias HaMeisim is going to be only for the neshamas, and the Rambam says, like divrei isha ze beinai kroivim. The Rambam's where's the lashon of the Rambam? Oh, the Rambam over there in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Hilchas Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Beis. He says, "Ha'olam haba ein bo gufu gvia." The world to come doesn't have any body involved, any physical body. El nefashas hatzadikim belvad beloy guf kamalachi asharis. Only the souls of the tzaddikim, without a body, like the malachi asharis, like angels. And since they don't have bodies, so there's not going to be any food and drink. And nothing that the physical bodies in this world need. And that's what Chacham Rishonim in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Beis say. Ha'olam haba ein bo le'achil v'le'ishtia v'chulei. Olam haba doesn't have eating, drinking, etc. Ele tzadikim yoishvim v'atrusim v'rashem v'nenem izi v'ashchina. The tzadikim just sit with their crowns on their head, benefiting and deriving pleasure from the glory of the Shechina. So they, people were very bothered by this. The Ravid over there in his Asagas says, Divrei ha'ish hazeh, the words of this man, be'enai, in my eyes, kroivim l'misha oimrei in tchis ha'meisim l'gufa yisrael l'neshamas bilvad, are close, very close to the words of somebody who's the one who says that there's no resurrection to the bodies, only to the souls. V'chayei roshi, and he says, I swear, you know, Lashon HaShavua, chayei roshi, lo yisadas chazal hazeh, chazal never intended such a thing. Because the Gemara in Ksuba says the tzaddikim in the future are going to stand up with their clothes. Right? We know the Taisus already talks about the burying person in tachrichim without tzitzis. What's going to be? Then they're going to get up and they're going to be wearing clothes without tzitzis. It's a discussion in Taisus. Anyway, so he says there's all other Maimri Chazai like this. And all of these prove that when they get up to life, they're going to be with their physical body. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing. There was very, very big attacks on the Rambam saying that he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. because he doesn't believe that the bodies are going to get up. And the Rambam wrote a very, very extensive letter called Maimer Tchiyas HaMeisim, where part of what he, where he explains his position on Tchiyas HaMeisim, and in fact says it's not true. I'm just reading over here a comment. He says it's not true that I don't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim for the Gufos. They're misconstruing my words. And he expands and explains his position on Tchiyas HaMeisim Bar Chava. So now over there, I have two prints of this letter. One is in the Mossad Rav Kook edition of Igros HaRambam. If anyone has this one, Igros HaRambam from Mossad Rav Kook on page Shin Samech Zayin. Is the piece that I'm talking about, and in the Igros HaRambam, which was put out by Rav Shilat from Ma'ale Adumim, that's this one. So it's in Chelek Aleph, page Shin Nun Zayin. Begins Shin Nun Vav and goes on to Shin Nun Zayin. So the Rambam says like this: Va'omnam asher nakhishoto, what I will, he says, what we will deny, va'anachnu mitnakim mimenu l'Hashem yizale, and we're going to clean ourselves, so to say, from the taina to Hashem. In other words, klapi Hashem, I'm responsible to make my position clear. Hu ha-ma'amar, that is the ma'amar that they, he means what they attribute to me. The statement that they attribute to me, b'shelay toshuv ha-nefesh el ha-guf la-oilam v'shelo yitachene yoisai, what they wrote, that I hold that the soul is not going to come back ever, it's never ever going to come back into the body, and that it's impossible for such a thing to happen, it's an impossibility that the body should come back that the soul should come back into the body, says the Rambam. That statement that they attributed to me, I'm denying it. To deny such a thing, to deny that the nefesh can and will come back into the body, brings denying all miracles. It brings to the denial of miracles in general. And if you deny miracles, that's mamish heretical. It's mamish koifer be'ikr, denying Hashem completely, his abilities, and it's leaving the religion. So, like says the Rambam, I do not deny such a thing. And because if you deny the ability and the Tchiyas HaMeisim, you really ultimately end up denying all possibility of miracles, and that of course is mamish kfira. Now he says, listen to the line. He says, and for that reason, we list Tchiyas HaMeisim as one of the fundamentals of the Torah. And then he goes on to explain. That's really all that he says. In other words, his listing Tchiyas HaMeisim as one of the Pinot HaTorah, one of the cornerstones of the Torah, is not so much Tchiyas HaMeisim per se, as if like Shmira. If you believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, then you'll believe in miracles in general. But if you deny Tchiyas HaMeisim, you're going to deny miracles in general. So Tchiyas HaMeisim is the ultimate miracle. The ability of Hashem bringing back to life somebody who is dead, it's basically like a new recreation of the world, in a certain sense, right? It's a recreation, and that's the biggest, the ultimate miracle, and therefore it's a ikur of the Torah, because if you believe in this, then you believe in miracles bichlal, and then you're a Jewish person. If you don't believe in miracles, you're not Jewish. In other words, I mean Jewish in your views. You don't believe in the religion. You've left the religion. So that is what the Rambam has to say for himself, where he explains why he, and that really answers the kasha that the Ikaram asked on him, because it's a, yeah, enechanami. Theoretically, you don't need. Theoretically, it's enough to have schar v'oinish, and a person still would have to keep all the Torah mitzvahs. But psychologically speaking, if a person didn't believe in tchias ha-meisim, his whole emun in miracles would unravel, and that already would turn him into a kaifer be'ikar. That already, he thinks that the world is only nature, and that God doesn't perform miracles, that already is really out. Now, I think, I'm not sure, I don't know, whether the Leshem knew this or not, this Maimer Tchias HaMeisim, where the Rambam explains himself, the Leshem is clearly now going to go, he's going to give a Kabbalistic explanation to why Tchias HaMeisim is important. So obviously the Leshem knew that the Rambam didn't have Teres Arizal, and everybody knows that the Rambam was did not have the Kabbalah. He did not have Kabbalah, as is clear from his Sfarim. There's a remark in the brought down in the, I think it's Agos Maimonides, if I remember correctly, in the Rambam. Oh, no, in the Migdal Oiz, in the bottom of the Rambam. So that they found a Ksav Yad from the Rit, that the Ritva, I think, writes that he found the Ksav Yad, that the Rambam at the end of his life in Eretz Yisrael met an older person who taught him and convinced him that Kabbalah is true, and then the Rambam rescinded from a number of his positions after he learned the Kabbalah. That's what it says there. You know, it's very unlikely that it's true. There were a lot of forgeries and these things. Already many, many years back, already forgeries like this. And it's very unlikely that it's true. But whether it's true or not, I always say it doesn't matter. Our Rambam, the Rambam that we know, the Rambam Sfarim that we have, what left us, his Moreshet, is certainly not influenced by Kabbalah. He did not have it. And therefore, when he listed Tchias HaMeisim, he did not have Kabbalah in mind. That said, like we've seen many times in the Sfarim of the Sefer of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, in the Meimaroim, the Rambam's comments can be explained Kabbalistically, because even when they seem to be almost against Kabbalah, it turns out that on a deeper level, they are tremendously, tremendously in line and parallel the Kabbalah on a very, very tremendous and deep level. So that is the Lashem's meaning when he says this Lashon. When he says the Lashon, V'chein Rambam Zal, Beruach Hashem Asher Diber Boy. The Rambam with the Ruach of Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem that spoke in him, meaning he himself, the Rambam himself in his mind, might not have realized the depth of what he's saying, but all the words that came out from the Rambam were a gather of Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, they are correct Kabbalistically and can be understood Kabbalistically. By the way, this is brought down even in Sifrei Halacha, the Tumim, in his Bir on Chayshe Mishpat, writes that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam before him can both be explained in ways that they didn't necessarily mean. You can take their Lashon and give a pshat in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch in a way that they themselves didn't mean. That's what the Tumim writes. Halachically, there's halachic ramifications to this. And the reason for that is because they were written with Ruach HaKodesh. And whatever they wrote is godly given. This is what the Tumim writes. And because it's godly given, the words themselves are Kodesh. They have Kedusha to it, and they can be explained even in a way that Le'ol Al Daitam, that they themselves didn't think about. And by the way, the Talmud of, I think if I remember correctly, Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkolov, I think. Do I have the sefer in this room? No. But it's Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkolov in his Bir on Mishnas Chasidim, right at the beginning of the sefer, writes the same exact principle. I don't remember if he quotes the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. I think he maybe did, but I don't know. I would have to look at it again. But he quotes the same principle that with big tzaddikim, when they wrote things, you could end up explaining them in ways that they didn't necessarily intend, because their very words are, and that's their very words are Ruach HaKodesh, and that's what the Leshem means. But Ruach Hashem Asher Diber Boy, the Leshem didn't necessarily intend. The Rambam didn't necessarily intend to list Tchias HaMeisim based on this, because he didn't know the principles behind what the Leshem was going to explain. But nevertheless, Min HaShemayim, he was correct because of the following. So then now this is what he says. Acha Emes Hu. Acha Emes Hu. Ki bezeh toli ikra kol. Okay, so again, Tchiyas HaMeisim is not necessarily about Schar V'Oinish. Schar V'Oinish and Tchiyas HaMeisim are two separate things. You'd be able to get the, like, in other words, you can get the Schar, the way they understood the Rambam, and the way the Rambam actually writes, the souls can get the Schar. So you would have to do Torah Mitzvahs anyway. And you'd be punished if Chas V'Shalom you don't do. Your soul will be punished in terrible ways. And therefore, Schar V'Oinish on its own is enough to act as a foundation for the whole Torah. So what do you need Tchiyas HaMeisim for? That was the Sefer Yikarim. So we saw what the Rambam says, but now we'll see what the Leshem says. He says, "Be'emes toli ikra, be'zeh toli ikra kol." The truth of the matter is, everything is riding on Tchiyas HaMeisim. Ve'lulei zeh hayanira, if it wasn't for Tchiyas HaMeisim, it would seem, ki kol abriya kulhu rak la'amal uletla'a uledavay nefesh l'chol basav ruach chas v'shalom. The whole Bria is nothing other than tremendous work, tzaras, davon nefesh, just like, you know, sadness. It's just a big flop. It's just a horror. It's a horror film. You know, the whole world is just one big horror movie. It just without Tchiyas HaMeisim. Ki kasher nitchakev nitbonen al kol hanhagasim me'olam yoyim broy Hashem odam al haaretz. Because when we look and misboinin on the hanhaga throughout history, from the day Hashem created man on this world, hini odam biyikar bal yolin v'leilon odam rishon b'chvoy daf layla echos. Odam never even slept one night with the proper honor of man, of what it really means to be a proper Adam. And Adam Rishon sinned on the very first day. He didn't even go to sleep at one time on his high level of what an Adam Yoker should really be. V'choladar is kulam ad ha-mabal, and all the generations up to the mabal, shu elef tafresh nun vav shanim, which is 1,656 years, hinei kulam nevdu le'nishamem l'rak noichu banav, they were all destroyed. All that was left was Noach and his children. V'chein achakech baseres deris, and so too the next 10 generations, Hashem Yinoich ad Avram Avinu Olav HaShalom, from Noach up to Avram Avinu Olav HaShalom, Hine Loi Hoya Gam Kein Te'elis Mehem, there was no Te'elis that came from them, Elak Rak Bo'oysen HaYechidei Skula, only in those very few Yechidei Skula, select few, Shebechol Dar V'Dar of every generation, of each of those generations, Ki Agam D'Shem V'Yefes Kavu Midrashas Lohiris Darchi Hashem, because even though Shem and Yefes set up Bati Midrashos to teach the ways of Hashem, Avalo Yitzlach. It was a base medrash that didn't succeed. Sheloi Holchu Rabbim Achreim. They didn't succeed in getting the masses after them. Chmashi Kaza B'Tikunim, like it says in Tikunei Zoyar, Tikun Samich Tes, Chamad Lo Yatzlach V'chulei. He saw that he wasn't Matzliach. Zoyar says they saw that he wasn't Matzliach. They saw they weren't Matzliach. Vayin Sham Bir Agro. See over there the Bir Agro. Only when Avram Avinu came onto the scene did the belief in Hashem begin to become publicized around the world. Because that was the end. That was in Avram's day, was the end of the 2,000 years of chaos, which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the first 2,000 years were 2,000 years of chaos in the world, meaning without Torah, then 2,000 years of Torah. The last 2,000 millennium is of Mashiach. You know, it's coming up to Mashiach. So he says, the first those years, when did the 2,000 years end? He says, B'yosef ben Nun Beishana, when Avram Avinu was 52 years old, Chmashe Kosser Abaseinu Zal Bavidah Zara Tes Amud Aleph. You see, Chazal called those first 2,000 years the Lashon of Chaos. Very near it, like nothingness. It was like just zero. What did you get from those 2,000 years? Tayu, nothing. Very near L'chayrish Lo Yotelis Klam Mikol Adar Salalu. So it looks like there was no benefit whatsoever from all those generations. V'chein Gam Acharkech B'Shnei Alafim Torah. So too in the 2,000 years afterwards of Torah, those also, that seems the world wasn't successful. The Torah was only given to the Jewish people out of the entire world, which is the smallest of nations, and most of the world stayed with Tayu, that has no Tayelis whatsoever. And so too the Jewish people itself. It also didn't seem to succeed. For Klal Yisrael to succeed, finish their task, and become elevated, like we see in the Torah. The Ikra Matara was only the binyan beis habechira, the binyan beis hamikdash. Kirak zel amenuch v'anachla shama atayra. Kili basim at ata lamenuch v'anachla. V'chumash katz bezvachim v'kanayda v'zayar. He continues on. Then in times, he says, only in the days of Shlomo HaMelech did they reach, well, those were the golden days, the Shlomo HaMelech's times. And that's when they really were doing good. That's when they reached a certain Shlemus, he brings from the Zayah. That was their height. But after all that, in Nosoi, as soon, that very night, when he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, Nosabas Paroi, he married the daughter of Paroi, and immediately at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. On the very night that Shlomo finished the Beis HaMikdash, building it, he married Bas Paroi, and Hashem decided, that's it, I'm going to destroy this thing. He brings the Gemara Shabbos. B'shal shenosa shloim es bas paro yored gavriel v'notza kone b'yam v'chulei. V'arilonu ki lo yoyo gam laila achas b'nachas. It wasn't even one night b'nachas. V'u gam ken al derech ha-kosev odem yikor bal yolin. V'cheinu b'mekol shekein. So to certainly b'chol eisen shnei alofim d'yemais ha-mashiach. The 2,000 years that are called yemais ha-mashiach in Chazal. Ki kvar yotzem yoyzim elef ha-tarnaz. Shonim, in the time when the Leshem wrote this, we already, 1,657 of those years are gone, v'adai lo nashanu, we still didn't get saved, v'ari nimtza, ki me'ez b'riyas o'ilam ad ata, shu hei alofim tarnach, hinei lezocha o'ilam li'az gam yoyim echad k'tikuna, there wasn't even a single day in its proper state, v'ari nirei ilu shekol ha'briya kuli l'reikul ha'bohalach ha'shalom, it looks like it's all gone, the whole thing is for nothing, this whole world, omnem b'munas t'chis ha'meisim yitur tzakol, but through the munah in t'chis ha'meisim, everything is going to be Maturitz, and that we're going to have to leave for next week because we just ran out of time and we're going to end up disconnecting over here. So I wish everyone a good vach. Anybody have-